where the facts and opinions build the discourse. Rise FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skhosana.
Indeed, you are on Rise FM in 60 Minutes now, tracking the CFO of the city of Mbombela. Following the conversation we led yesterday on the show, we somewhat engaged the speaker of the municipality around the CFO being placed on a special leave. Now, we're trying to gather from the CFO what could have led to her being placed on this special leave. I hope to be speaking to the CFO, and I believe I do have her on the line. CFO of the city of Mbombela, Umam Futis Banyoni, she joins us in conversation. CFO, good evening.
Good evening to your good self, Musa, and good evening to the listeners across the length and breadth of Mbombela. Umalanga in South Africa.
Without a doubt. CFO, really appreciate you making time to speak to us this evening. We've since learned that on the 30th of July, the council of the city of Mbombela has placed you on a special leave, and the municipality communicated that to members of the media and the entire community of Mbombela on the 31st. And yesterday I had a conversation with the speaker, and where I was trying to verify as to why have you been placed on a special leave. But let me rather pose those questions to yourself. CFO, is it true that you are placed on a special leave, and what really prompted that?
My understanding, Musa, is that there was a report that was prepared by the municipal manager with unfounded allegation of misconduct and non-performance to my good self. And such a report was presented by the executive mayor to council on the 30th of July. And I must put it clear to you that such allegations that are contained in that report were never discussed with me. And I have no charges, or there's no charges brought before myself. And I also learned about that report when I saw it on the agenda of council. Hence, I was informed on the 31st by the office of the MM that I was placed on a special leave. So after the media release, the office of the MM called me to say they want to deliver a letter. And I said I'm available. They can come and bring the letter to myself. And yeah, basically that's that. I can attest to say there was a letter that was brought before myself that is saying I am on a special leave. However, my understanding of a special leave is that an employee must apply for a special leave to his or her employer. So it can't be the other way around. And my understanding of a special leave is that it is part of the basic of condition of employment. Okay. It is not a disciplinary measure, for an example.
Yeah. But the communication we've since received from the municipality, it seeks to suggest that there is an investigation. Hence, you are placed on this special leave so that an investigation can be concluded. Following the outcome of the investigation, then you'd be brought back to work. And I'm also informed by the speaker yesterday. He said that there's a matter now that is before the court, and I understand that you are the one that is taking the decision taken by counsel to court. Talk us through if that is indeed true and why.
Yes, indeed, it is true. When I learned about the item, which was item B1, which was on the report, let me maybe take you back a little bit. On the 27th of June 2024, a similar report was part of the agenda of council. And the councillors in the city of Mbombela withdrawn that item from the agenda with a vote. There was a voting in council. 53 councillors voted against that report, which was brought by for the report. So this one, the new one, I am not sure if it has followed the same process of being voted in to, or it was discussed in council, because I'm not sitting in council.
Sure.
Yes, indeed. I have since taken the municipality to court on the very same day when I learned about the report, and the employer or the council decided to proceed on a matter that was already on the court roll, which was in contempt of court.
Let me gather this. You were informed on the 31st that you...
I saw the item on the agenda.
When?
On the
30th?
On the 30th of July. Sure. On the very same day, I therefore contacted my legal team and we took the matter to court.
But
they proceeded.
Yeah. Okay, what I'm failing to understand, sorry, CFO, what I'm failing to understand is that because you only saw a line item, if I'm not mistaken, you saw that this matter is going to be discussed, but you did not know what was the resolution of it. So you took them to court before knowing what the resolution would be.
Remember, I am a senior manager, I get an agenda.
Sure.
Of council with a report. So I had the report with me, which the agenda was circulated, I think, a day before.
Mm-hmm.
The following day, I got the agenda. I went through it because I'm supposed to go and sit in council for A items,
sure,
not B items. So when I saw that item, I had to act on it because it was having my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to act by taking the matter to court.
Yeah. What is this report saying about you, CFO, if you don't mind me asking?
I wouldn't want to dwell much on the items, but the report was indicating that I am not performing and there was a misconduct on it.
Are you not performing, CFO?
So, according to myself, I've been performing even above the level of the KPIs that are part of my performance agreement. So it was surprising that a report without being assessed has found itself in a council agenda. Mm. So my understanding is that I must be assessed before a person can say you are not performing or performing.
Mm.
Seated here to date, I was not assessed since 2022. So a report like that was misleading council. If I was not performing, council should have been informed about my non-performance.
Mm.
And the performance regulations as well that governs the assessment of performance for senior managers should have been followed.
Yeah.
They are clear.
But the other issue, I'm told, CFO, that you don't want to be assessed by another manager. In fact, you're the city manager. That's what I'm told, that you don't want to be assessed by the manager. Is that true?
That is just a lie.
Okay.
It's just a lie. It's just that I don't want to get into the details of report because it is before court, but I can safely say to you that I have never refused to be assessed by my supervisor. All I have asked is that there were issues on KPIs that are in question. Hence he knows what to do. He has to follow the performance agreement regulations, which are clear to him on how to deal with the matter.
Mm.
So he cannot go and bring a report of such a non-performance before council without assessing me.
Yeah.
I have submitted all my performance from quarter 1 to 3 and back in 2022.
Mm.
He has never assessed me.
Yeah. CFO, we've completely exhausted our time and I'm at the mercy of the next presenter. But I, however, want to just... I'd like you to respond to two questions. What's your relationship with the city manager, work-wise? But also, is it true that the municipality has incurred wasteful expenditure due to decisions that you have taken as a CFO?
I deny that I have taken a decision that resulted in fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Auditor General has never audited any of such and put a material irregularity on myself. And we shall wait for the AG to audit. And then by that time, we will get a report. And I want to urge you that you read, or I can give you my response to the item in question, where I responded to all the allegations that are brought before myself without me being given an opportunity to respond, which sort of where I'm seated now with the special leave, it is like a precautionary suspension. And for me, I believe that such should have been followed the local government disciplinary regulations for senior managers, wherein I'm supposed to be afforded an opportunity to make representations to council, which has never happened. So with the relationship with my supervisor, I can safely say the relationship is not good. He has never accepted me in the position. In fact, since I acted in the position in 2022, as I'm saying, I can forward you the responses that I have prepared, responding to the allegations, which I'm saying are unfounded.
CFO, unfortunately, I have to park it here. But I'd love for you to finish us with that information, because it will make somewhat of an interesting read, but also we'll then ask for the report itself from the speaker or any of the municipality's officials. If it has been tabled in council, my understanding is that it's a public document, so we should have no issues of getting that particular report that was submitted before council about yourself. And then I'd like to get that particular response from yourself. But I want to bid you farewell from this end.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu isikhathi sakho. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. And goodbye.
Good night. That's the CFO of the city of Mbombela, local municipality, Mamfuti Sibanyoni. She's been placed on a special leave. She says that she didn't apply for this leave. She doesn't understand why she's on this leave. In her understanding, this is a somewhat of a suspension of some kind, and she does not welcome that with open arms.